Hello, hello, copy. Does anyone copy? Is anyone out there? This is 05700 at 05700 latitude 1817 longitude, right?
Hey man, I don't know. You on the radio, you tell him.
Yeah, you're a lot of help, Evan. Okay, hello, is anyone out there? Is anyone out there? Hello, please pick up. This is urgent, okay? People have turned into monsters and they are eating each other. This is not a joke. This is just like the movies, and it is not going well for the humans. We need help. Hello.
I don't think you should twist all the knobs.
I'm gonna twist all the knobs. You know why? Because one of these knobs has to be the thing to call the military or the army or the navy.
I think military covers all that.
Whatever. We have to call someone, okay? Someone.
Listen, I know you're mad, and I know your mama tried to eat you, but listen, okay? You gotta stay calm, all right? We gonna get somebody, all right? You just gotta take a breath.
All right. I'll take a breath. I'll breathe. I'll be okay. I'll be okay. Okay, I'll be okay. Just we have to find a way to get out of here. They're everywhere.
Yeah, they are. But listen, okay. If we work together and figure out a way to secure this house, we could stay here for a little while. I saw food in the refrigerator. We could stay here for a little while.
Right. Then what?
Well, we stay one day at a time, and they're not gonna be all dense and, all out there like that forever. We just need to wait like a week, and then we ration out the food, and at the end of the week we plan a way to get away, okay? But you gotta calm down, and we gotta just stay somewhere, relax. In the movies, people always trying to find somebody. They're always trying to go get something. We ain't gotta go get nothing. We just need to stay here and chill.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. I'll do what you say.
Thank you. Thank you.
No, thank you, Evan. I don't know what I'd do without you, man.
Probably die. Probably die.
Wow. That's real mean.
That's not.
Hey guys, so today I'm gonna do something a little bit different, and I don't know if you guys are gonna like it or not. I don't know, if you guys are really gonna enjoy this, but I'm gonna do it for me because I really want to do this. And you guys comment. You guys aren't commenting. Comment. Tell me what you think. Tell me what I can do better. On all you audiophiles out there, and all of you, other podcasters that listen. If you listen, if you accidentally stumble upon this Lucifer Morningstar podcast, then come on, give me your feedback. I want to hear it. I want to hear it, and I need to hear it. I need it. You know what I mean? So just give me a just give me a what's the word? Just give me something. Give me something. All right. So today I'm going to be reading a book that I'm writing, the first part of it, and it's a fight, right? It's a fight. And I'm usually doing voices for fights, but it's a fight for a two very familiar characters, Superman, of course, because everyone loves Superman, and Goku. Wait, hold on. Okay, before but hey, Roderick, before you leave, okay, this isn't death battle, all right? We're not gonna no, let me finish. Goku Black. Thank you, Roderick. Yeah, no, not many people really do the Goku versus, Goku Black versus Superman thing, But it's the most probable thing that would happen, because Goku's good and Superman's good, so why would they fight? You know what I mean? Like, why would they fight and then try to kill each other? Like, I mean, of course, Goku's like, I'm going all out, but he really is going like 80%. And the other person, yeah, let's go all out. And then he tries to fight, and then like Goku just demolishes him. Or the guy demolishes Goku because Goku just was just going at 80%. He should have been going at 100. But, you know, we're not going to talk about that. Anyways, day one.
It was a normal day in Metropolis. People crowded the sidewalks in their daily commute. Cars honked at each other in the streets. The sun shone brightly, but it wasn't hot. There was a gentle breeze blowing through that cooled everything down. From above, high above, in the atmosphere of Earth, floated a familiar superhero. He is the strongest man in the cosmos. His red cape floated out behind him. The silver glint in the light from our little blue marble shone on his symbol on his chest. The man known as Superman. He floated in the atmosphere, listening. He listened to a mother soothe her crying child in Zimbabwe, to an angry CEO in New York chew out his employees for being late. He could hear it all. He could hear them all, from the bickering to the love. Suddenly, he heard an explosion in Metropolis Square. He flew down. As he did, he began to hear screams. What maniac was on the loose today? Superman thought as he boomed through the sound barrier. He landed on the concrete ground with a thunderous boom and immediately began to fix the damage. A building was on fire. An ash cloud was beginning to cover the city, darkening the day. Superman blew his freeze breath at the fire, making a windstorm of icy air. It put out the fire. Now to find the fire starter. He looked into the building using his X-ray vision. A boy no older than 17 with a mullet of blue hair was holding a sword. He slashed wildly this way and that, fighting a foe Superman could not see. Superman flew up to the building and straight through the concrete wall of the third floor like styrofoam. The boy turned fast, shoving his left hand at Superman. Suddenly, the oddest thing happened. A blast of white light shot from his hand and hit Superman hard in the chest, exploding on impact. The impact shook the entire floor. The blast knocked Superman into the next room, filled with desks and computers. Superman was on his back, currently laying on a few demolished desks. Superman's vision blurred as he tried to stand. He stumbled and his vision cleared. When his vision was restored, he saw the boy standing in front of him. His almost clear-looking blade pointed at Superman's throat. Superman raised his hands and faked surrender. He wanted to see what this kid was going to say.
"Where am I? Where is he?" he yelled, and Superman could have sworn he saw small sparks about the young man's clothes. "Earth," he said, guessing this kid wasn't from around here. A blast like that could have definitely blew up this thing, this building. "No shit, dipshit. Which timeline?" At this, Superman didn't know what to say. But he did know one thing. This kid would need to have a long chat with Bruce in detainment to determine where exactly he came from. Superman lowered his hands to his hips. "I didn't know there was more than one timeline. However, what I do know is that you're going to have to come with me," Superman said. The kid got into a fighting stance with the sword. "Over my dead body." The kid attacked, slashing at Superman's throat. In that split second, Superman lifted off the ground and the sword went in slow motion. He watched as it harmlessly whizzed by. Then suddenly he felt an impact at the side of his head. As the boy, with extraordinary speed, spun around and roundhouse kicked Superman in the temple. The strike was so fast, Superman was caught off guard. The impact sent Superman sailing through the concrete walls of the building and sent him cratering hard into the ground outside. Superman shook his head in confusion. What the hell was that just now? Believe it or not, Superman hadn't been hit like that in a long time. He rose to his feet. The kid hovered above him so he can fly. That's just great. Superman looked up at him. The young man's heart was beating at an abnormal pace. If it continued, he could have a heart attack. Superman almost felt the pain and anger coming off the kid.
"We don't have to do this. We just want to ask you a few questions. No one has to get hurt. Just put the sword down.
The kid's face twisted with anger. No! The only way you'll get the sword is off my cold, dead hands! In that moment, the boy spread his limbs out and a burst of translucent flame engulfed him. The boy yelled and attacked, flying towards Superman at tremendous speeds. The boy cleaved his sword downward through the air. Superman flew backwards, moving out of the way at the last second as the sword cleaved into the space where he just was. The sword made a crater in the ground. It dug deep into the cement ground. For a second, the boy struggled to take it out of the ground. When he did, he growled upward at Superman, who floated above him with his arms crossed. The boy burst off the ground and sliced wildly at Superman, who easily dodged each assault. After a few more wild swings, the boy swung around and caught Superman in the gut with a back kick. The kick sent Superman flying through the air. As Superman began to compose himself, another strike came from behind, knocking him through the Daily Planet building, crashing to the ground. He looked up as the kid came down at him with the blade high above his head. The boy chopped downwards at Superman's head. Then there was an explosion. The city of Metropolis shook. Well, if you like that, come on back for some more, you know? Just hit the play button, you know, because I'm not going to lie. I do get paid whenever you, you know, listen. So tell your friends, because I'm trying to make this a thing, you know? This is my dream to do. This is what I love to do. So please, come on, guys, please tell your friends. Get more people out here, all right? All right. Thank you very much. Thank you guys for listening, and have a good rest of your day, night, whatever you're listening, whenever time, you know, have a good morning, evening, afternoon, you know, whenever, you know, just have a good doggy splash. Don't mind me. I don't know what I'm saying right now. All right. Bye-bye, guys.